Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Baby,
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Everybody, thank you for checking out Team Adam. Click over here to subscribe to the Voice channel so you can be the first to see all the newest performances. I'm Carson Daly.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Thank you, Napier Settlement, for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out NapierSettlement.org for all the events coming up this holiday season. I've got a whole list of great things happening, a Victorian holiday tradition, holiday mansion tours, History Speaks lecture series, Jingle Bell Jamboree, so much going on at Napier Settlement. Check out NapierSettlement.org. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And say hello to my friend Mario. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bocconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530 and tell them that you heard about them on the Dolly McCarthy Show and dessert is on me. You got to mention the show. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for 20% off installation. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Naperville's Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first class is free. All right, you probably guessed by now, we're all about the free stuff on this show. Homebridge Financial, is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your winter plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. And finally, another awesome sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And I say awesome because this gal, Naperville Trolley and Tours, has been a sponsor since the very beginning of our broadcast. It's been about 3 years now. Yeah, February. We're coming up on 3 years. Everyone keeps asking me if I'm going to have a party. Sure, I'll have a party. Where? Let me know. Let me know if you want to host the party. Let's have a three-year anniversary party. Sure, any excuse for a party, but we'll have like a not-for-profit tie-in, something about how we can raise money for all the great not-for-profits that have been on this show. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly. I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here. And yes, you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Every week, you know, I bring you good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. This week is no different. I have some great guests in the studio. Three beautiful, successful, lovely women in front of me. I have Barbara Richards, she's with Lyle Savings Bank here. Speaking of Lyle Savings Bank, brand new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. So we're going to do a shout out to them.
Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Excited. Thank you.
Hey, so Barbara Richards is here, and she's been on the show before. We've talked about a lot of the charity work that Lyle Savings Bank, and this is what I love. I love partnering with companies that support the show because you support my mission, and you have almost the same mission, too. You're
exactly.
Giving back in the community.
I think that's why we ended up wanting to kind of go forward with you versus any other possibility. I think. We know you're on the same page. That's it. At the end of the day, that's important.
And So I think it's a great partnership, and I'm so proud to have you guys on board. So Lyle Savings Bank, we're going to talk to Barbara Richards a little bit more about what Lyle Savings Bank offers. And I love how you have savings in the bank name. You don't see that very often. It kind of reminds
anymore.
Me. It's kind of old school.
It is old school. The bank's almost 100 years old, and 2017 will be 100 years old.
The same name. It's never changed.
No. There's been a couple names prior to that, but when we were chartered, it was 1917.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Same family. One family. The whole, all three generations.
Same family is still part of the bank.
It's still part of the bank. Yep. They're still running the bank.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so. I didn't know that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Another bonus.
It's pretty cool.
And I just, like I said, I just love how Lyle is really active in the community, and we work together on the Midwest food pantry.
Right. Yeah. With the Fill the Bus. That was really an awesome push. We did. It was great too. That turned out to be quite successful. So it was really great.
And the gala they had after that was fun.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We had a great time with you and Michael sitting in
there. It was a good time.
With the two Michaels.
The chefs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Michael wants, my Michael wants to be a chef.
Yes. There
your Michael is a real chef.
Right. he plays one on TV.
Okay, I've never talked about Michael on this show.
Oops.
My Michael.
Oh.
I said, someday it'll come out. And it said, all right, well, we're just going to jump. I'll talk about that another time. Anyway, so I'm really proud to have Lyle Savings Bank, and we'll have a commercial next week. But this week, we're going to talk to Barbara about
you know, what's going on at Lyle Savings Bank, everything you do in the community as well.
Right.
But I also want to introduce two other gals in the studio with me. Krista Ward is the founder, owner, operator. She runs the show for a great little company. Not little, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And I say little because I'm thinking, oh, she's local. So you don't, and you think little, local. No, this woman is really exploding on the food scene. And she has a little company. It's not so little. I keep saying that. It's called Ray Puree, right? Did I say it right? I love that. It's too cute of a name. Is it really that name? Hooray, Puree?
Yep, Hooray, Puree.
I love it. So Krista Ward is here, and she started this, and we're going to hear her story. It's a really cool story on how she started this, kind of maybe by accident, would you say? And this is not something you grew up saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my own company, and it's going to be all about vegetables, and I'm going to change the world with vegetables. I don't think anybody grows up doing that, but sometimes life situations, and this has happened to me, throw us a curveball, and we find our path. And you really hit the mark on this one. It's pretty amazing. You have to hear more about this company. And then, of course, we've got our Children's Homestead here. Marissa Allen is here to talk about our Children's Homestead. You guys have been on the show a long, I think about 2.5 years ago when I first started. Our Children's Homestead was on. It's a non-for-profit, and it's kind of cool that you're here the same day that Krista's here, because her dad started, is the founder, created our Children's Homestead, the non-for-profit. So we'll talk more about that, too. But first, this is The Good Show, I like to call it, and we won't have time to take any calls, so please don't call. I don't want you to be disappointed. It's a jam-packed show, and I'm going to do a quick shout-out to all the folks that volunteered in Naperville at the Healing Field of Honor. It's still going on right now. I'm sure you could see flags up until Sunday. Now, this show, I'll do a shout-out to all our new listeners on Rivet Radio in Chicago. I'm really excited. We just hooked up with Rivet Radio. If you haven't done so already, please download the app. I'm going to put a link on my Facebook page, and you can download the app through that way, and it'll take you to, you just search The Dolly McCarthy Show and hit follow, and then every week it'll pop up on your smartphone to remind you, hey, I'm here. Listen to me. Let's see what this gal has to say. So that's one thing. And then, so the Healing Field of Honor, I went from Healing Field to jumping onto the Rivet app. Okay, but anyway, the Healing Field of Honor is in Naperville. Oh, yeah, the reason why I did that is Sunday, folks can hear WCKG, this broadcast, on Sundays at noon. So right now, we are broadcasting live on online. I was trying to explain this to Barbara.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, trying to figure
it
out.
So now I'm getting it.
So now you're getting it.
You're teaching me.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you can listen to it live anytime online on Blog Talk. Not anytime. On Thursday mornings on Blog Talk. And then Saturdays it's on Tuiville. And then it's on Slam at a different time on Friday. And then Sunday at noon on WCKG. And then Rivet, you can hear it anytime. Does that make clear?
Does it
make sense?
Yeah,
so it's kind of cool that you can play it whenever you want. And people do it. Usually they download it. So Healing Field of Honor was a huge success. We had 2,015 flags all staked and standing and flying. It was just an incredible sight. And you still, if you haven't seen it yet, go to Naperville, downtown Naperville, to Rotary Hill and see it. Have you seen it, Barbara?
Yeah, it's like goosebumps.
Yeah, I know you live in Naperville.
Yeah.
You get goosebumps.
I do. I just think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful
especially to our Vietnam veterans.
Oh, my
50
gosh.
Years of healing.
Right.
And then did you see the replica of the Vietnam Wall?
The wall. The wall is incredible, too. Yeah.
Yes.
That was, again, they just, you can see where our priorities are.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Naperville is an incredible community. And they want to share it with everybody in Chicagoland. So
yeah.
A lot of the news media were out there already and covering it. So that was pretty awesome. And I want to do a shout out to the Hollywood Palms. It's a cinema, bar, and eatery in Naperville, just off of 59. And every Monday, they honor veterans with a free movie. So if you're a Vietnam veteran, World War II veteran, and you're still able to get up and go, those guys are getting old.
Yeah.
I was at the Welcome Home, they welcome home the troops. They take them, it's called Honor Flight Chicago, and they take the troops, the veterans, I should say. This, I think they're still doing World War II. They're going to switch to Vietnam War veterans next year. There's still some World War II veterans out there.
Wow.
And they had come back from a flight. There were like 250 veterans coming off this plane. Many of them were in wheelchairs.
That's amazing.
But they were in tears, the experiences they had with going to Washington and seeing all the
the monument and the tribute to the World War II veterans. That was nice to see. So we hope anybody, any veteran will take advantage of this. I think it's fantastic that they do this. If you have a business that honors veterans in any way and want to be featured on the show, I'm happy to do that. Just let me know what you're doing for our vets. And so this week, we're honoring the Hollywood Palms for their contributions to the vets, giving them free movies. And if you go in there and you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you're a Vietnam or any war veteran, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and you can get a drink on me. Non-alcoholic, of course.
That's
okay.
Not fun.
So let's see what we got. We got so much going on today. So Barbara, let's talk about Lyle Savings Bank. Let's start with that.
Well, let's go back to the Vietnam vet with the red, white, and blue ball. With the
Okay, tell us. Yeah, I know the bank is supporting this.
So Jim Wren kind of is on the committee, and he's been a major push.
He's a veteran himself, isn't he?
He is, and his father was, and they all have. It's really near and dear to their hearts to make sure that they participate in the community and help. And West Bourbon vet. Help. This is why you're supposed to do it.
She got a cheat sheet right here. There's all the details here. No, this is just fine. You're fine.
So, pardon me if I don't have all the details right, folks. The Red, White, and Blue Ball is a charitable evening that is going to be done on November 20th, Friday night at the Hilton.
Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's coming pretty quickly. So, you know, if anyone wants to just jump on the wagon, that'd be great. We're looking for more people to come and enjoy a wonderful dinner and tributes and hang out with a bunch of cool people. If they don't want to do that, they can go to the website and feel free to donate to the cause. It's going to be supporting the West Suburban homeless shelter for the vets. There we go. And the Lyle Rotary is part of this initiative. They're kind of behind it as well. And it's been a kind of a near and dear seventh year that Jim's participated in. It's been really successful. There's a silent auction, there's a military tribute, there's a dinner, and they actually are offering an overnight stay at the Lyle Naperville for $89 if you want to go and just hang out, decide that you, you know, had some fun.
And so the Lyle Savings Bank is behind this, backing this, trying to get people to come, and that's why Barbara's talking about it.
Yeah,
this, again, is another example of why I love this bank.
Right.
I have never come across a bank that is so involved in the community as Lyle Savings Bank. And here you are. You could be talking about the bank right now, but you're talking about a non-for-profit.
Well, and I just, you know, I wanted the opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity and just kind of is a nice segue. But also, just when you think about it, if we are a community bank, it's literally, you know, this is their community. They've raised their children, their families here. Their families are doing the same. So, of course, there's a genuine interest in the success of the community. And, yeah, non-for-profit is critical and near and dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. And we've done it cool now. It's been part of who they are, giving back.
And that's something that's very unique about the bank. But then on the flip side of it, you know, what's in it? People might think, okay, why should I switch to Lyle Savings Bank or why should I continue at the bank? What makes you guys different or unique?
Well, I think, you know, there's a number of things that are unique. If you do genuinely care about your community and understand that when you're, you know, the banks are in the business to do business, and when you are supporting a local community bank, you are supporting the local community, the economics of it all. Beyond that, I mean, in terms of services, we have great rates. We seriously have great rates. We have the most amazing loan team out there. We don't do any commission. It's not in our wheelhouse to pressure. We are all about educating. We're all about giving the best possible opportunity. And I'm supposed to say FDIC and equal housing critical.
Get that in there.
So there we have it. That's done. Check. But at the end of the day, they're very helpful. They will guide you through the process. They can literally do custom terms. It's in-house when it comes to our underwriting. Everything it's a person. You are a person. You know, I tell a story that's personal, but at the end of the day, I personally had issues with my credit, yet I had some resources and didn't know how to get credit with, you know, secondary mortgage guidelines. They just looked at me and kind of giggled. And I was able to just approach this bank and look at things differently. I'm more of a person, and it matters, and it's a good, sound business strategy.
Yeah.
For me. It was. And they're just great people, seriously, and they will do what they can. They've got Okay, so this is another little.
Don't start crying now.
I know, I get funny because I love. I do. I love the family, and I love how they function. I love the practicality. You know, when the market started crashing, this family was able to rise above all of that because they just did business soundly from the beginning. They didn't put people in homes they didn't belong in. They didn't do things that didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's testament to the differentiators. And, you know, do you trust what the big banks say? I don't know. That's a question everyone has to ask individually. But I trust this bank. And
yeah.
I think that's huge. It's my resources. It's where I, it's critical. And I think that kind of handshake, and we do have great technologies. We have everything that's necessary to make your life convenient. And at the same time, it's back to basics. It's foundational to do mm-hmm. things right.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And 100 years, same family.
Yeah.
I mean, this family has to wake up in the morning and they live and function in the same community as
every
their
day.
Customers. So
absolutely.
They're like the George Baileys of the bank.
They were.
They're probably
no
the
joke.
Last of them.
Seriously. Seriously. And I, you know. I,
and Barbara, you're a smart woman. I mean,
well,
I
thank you.
I see you. You always look so put together, and you know, so you're doing well. So that sounds bad. you look good. You look like you're doing well. So you must be in good hands.
Okay.
Maybe I need to start banking. I need to open an account over at Lyle Savings Bank.
Lyle Savings Bank can help you out, Dolly. You come over and we'll open up your account. We'll get you going.
What's their tagline? What am I going to be saying every
Relationships
week?
For generations.
I should know this. I saw that on the website.
Yeah, Relationships for Generations.
I was so impressed.
That. Yeah, that's,
go to the website. Check
yeah,
out the bank.
Please do. Yeah, LyleBank.com. LyleBank.com.
Okay, are you going to stick around while I talk to these others?
I am. I think
but
they're
you
fabulous,
should.
And I want to learn more.
Especially this next, well, both of them, I should say.
Right.
All right, give me a second. We'll be right back.
This is the last time this year.
Paul Harvey.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
All right, wasn't that funny? Okay, so my next guest is Crystal Ward, who is the creator, the founder, the head honcho. She runs the ball. I love this. A woman in charge. And that's Crystal Ward. It's funny. Can I tell them how we met? I moved. You know I moved, Barbara. I moved from my beloved Naperville, 22 years in this town, and it's hard to leave. I didn't want to tell anybody.
It made
just
me
like
sad.
When I was going through a divorce, I didn't want to tell anybody. And my girlfriend's like, no, don't you think people are going to figure it out? Don't you think? Oh, yeah. That's right. So, you know, it was hard to leave, but I had to ultimately go because working in the city 6 days a week with, you know, I have five kids. Well, one's away at college, but they are needy and they need me, and my hours were crazy. So I'm going to explain myself, Naperville. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to leave you, but I'm not gone. I'm back here every week doing the show, and I'm back with friends. Like Saturday night I was in town. Brightside Theater had a great production of Noises Off. Hats off to Julie Cornick. I think you were here with Julie Cornick one day, Barbara, and or one of the shows. Now, you'll be back on more often. Come like once a month.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's get together. Except, you know, the technical problems we had before the show.
Yeah.
You got to come late.
Okay.
You got to show up. I'm going to have you later in the show.
Everything's
we
good.
Have a connection. Last time Barbara was on, we had some technical difficulties. If you're listening to the show early on, we did have a slight delay with the mics working and all of that. Well, we've worked it out, hopefully. I just can't hear music right now, but that's okay. We have music in our heads. Anyway, so I moved to Park Ridge, which is a lovely, lovely community, and it's just like how I was brought up, Northwest Side, only nicer homes. I grew up in a bungalow with 14 people. Oh, my God. The house I'm in is bigger than the house I grew up in. Isn't that funny? And it's the smallest house on the block. But I have the loveliest neighbors, and it's a great community. And I went to get my nails done. I can't go to Naperville anymore. It's too far. So I picked this place in downtown, or uptown, they call it. Getting confusing because I always say downtown Naperville, so I'm always like, oh, downtown Park Ridge. Everyone's like, confused. What are you talking about? There's no downtown Park Ridge. That part of town we don't really go to. We go to the uptown. So I finally got it together. And I went to this nail salon. I'm sitting there, and I don't know. I started talking to the woman next to me because they're the only ones in the place. And it turned out to be Crystal Ward right here in front of me. And actually, she heard of me or something. She's like, oh, you're Dolly or something like that. It was funny.
Me, yeah.
It's a small world. So we got to talking, and she told me about her company. And was it then we talked about Our Children's Homestead?
How did Our Children's Homestead come up? Talking about Our Children's Homestead first because you said you had just moved here from Naperville. And I said, oh, I used to go out to Naperville because I sat on a board of Our Children's Homestead.
isn't it such a small world? Oh, my God. Of all the places in the world, I'm in Park Ridge, random Monday morning.
And
then
we figured out one of our daughters was in the same class.
Yes! Isn't that crazy?
So I ended up chaperoning that trip.
Yeah, and she was giving me updates on text on how my daughter was doing. She is in a new school, new friends. She almost didn't go to that overnight. It's like an outdoor ed, what they call it in Naperville only. What was
Camp
it?
Duncan.
Camp Duncan in Park Ridge. It was two nights, not one, like in Naperville. And I don't even think they do it overnight in Naperville anymore.
Not anymore.
But Krista went, and she was giving me text updates, which was lovely. So I,
awesome.
You know, as a single mom, it's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Together.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. Anyway, I am having her on because she was telling me about her company, and I was just amazed. Let's talk about tell us about your company, Hooray Puree. And then I want to get into why you started it and how this happened.
Basically, Hooray Puree is shelf-stable vegetable purees, and I never knew what the word shelf-stable meant before I got into the food industry. Essentially, it means that it doesn't need refrigeration until it's open.
But that doesn't mean a lot of preservatives, as people would think.
In this particular case, usually it does. I mean, usually there's preservatives. But we worked for over 2 years to figure out how to get it in a package with no preservatives, additives, or ascorbic acid. So there's nothing in the pouch except for the vegetables, which you add to whatever you're making to make it healthier. Smoothies, casseroles, sauces,
what's the shelf life on that?
Believe it or not, it's 2 years.
Wow.
Which we is a 2-year shelf life with the FDA. It actually could probably be just like a can. We have product in our office that's over 4 years old that's still good. But,
really?
But the shelf life for consumption purposes is 2 years.
And there's nothing but vegetables in here. Like, here's
correct.
A package. It's 4 ounces. Do you have two pouches in here?
You have two four-ounce pouches. Yeah.
All right, so 1 4-ounce package is equivalent to how many vegetables?
Well, it depends on the vegetable. For instance, carrots, it's 2 full servings of vegetables in 1 pouch. I don't actually know offhand how many carrots it is. In spinach, I actually do know 1 pouch is 8 cups of spinach. It's amazing.
Wow.
So it's, you know, really packs a nutritional punch.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. And one of the things that, you know, we like to talk about is, you know, there's a lot of books on the market talking about hiding vegetables in your food. And I think that's one attitude you can have. But we have a hashtag saying developing palates, because I really do think vegetables taste good. And a lot of kids and adults alike don't like the texture or have a perception about vegetables. But if you put it in and they start getting the flavor, they actually get accustomed to the taste.
Yeah,
and it tastes
better.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
well,
it was funny because last week I was at my mom's house with the kids, and my mom was boiling Brussels sprouts. Like, the way I ate them growing up, I hated that.
Like, Mom,
what are you doing? My kids love Brussels sprouts, but they're not going to eat that. It's the way you prepare it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Too.
Yeah.
And this is, okay, so this puree is great because you could sneak this in muffins and they wouldn't even know it, right?
I actually have muffins here today. baking is the only thing you have to measure. So you can swap out oil one for one.
Really? You can swap out oil?
Yeah, oil for pancakes, waffles, muffins, breads, any of that. We make brownies with spinach. My kids get a kick out of this. We made them for Christopher had a birthday and he wanted brownies at his soccer game. And he's like, you got to make brownies with spinach. I'm like, you don't want cupcakes or a cake. He's like, no. I just love telling everybody there's spinach.
Awesome.
And on the back of the package, it gives you all the different ideas. But
mac and cheese, pasta, stir fries, tacos. Oh, God.
Everything. Yeah.
And it's gluten-free, no GMOs.
Well, it's naturally gluten-free. We actually did, we ended up doing the same product for Target nationwide. So we're in over 1,100 stores nationwide under the Simply Balanced brand. And for them, they actually wanted the verified non-GMO project certification. So all of our products are now certified. That has to get new packaging.
Nice.
We're organic.
So I love it. So Target picked up your puree, and you're putting it under the Simply Balanced. Because I was wondering, why does it say Simply Balanced?
Well,
I see that in Target.
Their CEO has this great endeavor. It's called Made to Matter. And it's all about foods that are healthier and products that are healthier for you, whether they're foods or cleaning supplies. And they have a really huge push for organic and natural products now. And this is part of the Made to Matter campaign.
Were you bummed that they didn't have your name on the package?
No, we're very proud that they put their name on it. And it gave us credibility, and we're proud that it's nationwide.
Sure.
Because our product, I mean, I had never been in the food industry before. I didn't realize actually how difficult it is. to get, not necessarily get distribution nationwide, but actually handle that operation. Like, mm-hmm. we actually have lots of stores that want us nationwide, but we just can't handle it. We're very small, and we have to grow strategically. With Target, it's been a great partner because they pick up from our warehouse, and they ship
nice.
It to all of their distribution centers. So it's been great for our
1,100 customers. 1,100 stores. Wow, you
over
are
1,100
busy.
Stores, yes.
No wonder you don't text me back right away. I thought I was busy.
Yeah, the both of you.
Or get my nails done. That was like my one time this year that I got my nails done.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. So it was
funny.
Great timing for us.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad we met. And okay, so let's go back a little bit about your story. How did you start this?
Well, I do actually think it's an interesting story.
Now, you do have four kids, right, too?
I have three children.
Oh, three children. So that naturally makes us as mothers want to get them to eat healthier. But I didn't. I could have never have come up with this idea.
Yeah, you know, and I can't even take credit for it. I actually used to be in the hedge fund industry, and it was very fulfilling. I enjoyed it. It was took a lot of intelligence and brain power. And then I got diagnosed with a really rare cancer in my tendons, and I was fortunate. I have two girlfriends that bought me gifts right when I got diagnosed, and one of them bought me a book by Chris Carr, who is she calls herself a cancer thriver. She's actually, she was a four level, what is it called?
Stage four
cancer. And over 10 years later, she's still alive with cancer in her body, but she regulates it and maintains her lifestyle with food. And so I read that book, and then my other girlfriend hired David Grotta, who actually is from Elmhurst,
mm-hmm.
and he's a dietitian, and he went through my pantry and my kitchen, and I thought I was eating well. I've always been healthy. And he just gave me a whole new way of eating. And so through all of these, I had a number of surgeries and treatments. I just learned about how you can heal from within and actually preventive medicine by eating healthy. And I thought, okay, well, I have quite a bit of education. I want to do something different and more rewarding. And so that's how I got into the food business. So.
Wow.
And I did not, I can't even take credit, my partners, I'll give a shout out to Grip Design, they're in Chicago, they had actually started the company Hooray Puree, and they came up with the name, but it was a frozen product. And my company that I started is called Yoho, and it stands for You Only Have One Body, and so this was our first product, so we partnered with them and made it shelf stable, which I thought would be a lot more convenient. I was actually buying the product in Costco in a frozen state, and I thought it was great, but inconvenient because mm-hmm. you still had to think mm-hmm. about thawing it out and using it. So that's how it all came about. And one thing, if you don't mind, can I talk about schools?
Yes. I was going to ask you that because now you are in schools. And
We're starting to get in schools sporadically throughout the United States, and we're really, really proud. And one of the reasons that we put it, that's actually what you're holding, and your listeners can't see it, but we're actually going to be moving to that's called a Tetra Pak, because when you use this a lot, you just want to open it up that it actually has a screw top,
nice.
And you can pour it out.
Perfect.
But mm-hmm. getting into the market, nobody really knew what this product was, so we wanted to show them what it was right away, and we're very proud of our colors. So we put them in clear packages so you can actually see the vegetable.
It looks like that's butternut squash.
It is butternut squash. Very good.
Perfect. Brilliant.
And
you are good.
You know, I don't know if you I don't know if you guys remember when your mom used to make pumpkin pie. Like, now it's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And do you remember when you took the lid off and it was, like, burnt around the edge?
Yes.
Well, that's called a retort process, and I'll just tell you really quick. They cook it in the can.
Oh.
So they have to cook it really long, like almost 90 minutes. So the outside gets burnt, which is why you have that ring, in order to get the inside cooked and safe for consumption. Well, our process is cooked for less than 3 minutes. I mean, that's less than you would cook a butternut squash in your stove, in your oven, right? And then it's put into the package. So we're really proud. It retains all the color and nutrition and flavor. And so we're serving it in schools, and they put it in taco meat, and they
nice.
Put it in pasta sauce and mac and cheese, and they're doing smoothie bars now. And it's a way to get kids nutrition without them just throwing it away.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love the spinach one because I want to start adding that to my kids' smoothies. We do smoothies a couple of times a week. You have to be mindful of the sugar content sometime in these smoothies. Not like something you could have every day. It's a lot of sugar.
Yep.
And but we put all natural. Like, we do frozen strawberries and frozen bananas. But I want to add a kick, like another nutrition
Am I saying the right word? Nutrient? That's not right.
Nutritious.
No. Nutritious boost. There we go.
Exactly.
Nutrient. That's what the.
Yes.
Nutrient. Get out.
Another one.
I'm
of
just
our,
a broadcaster.
another one of our hashtags is efficient nutrition.
If that's what I want to be efficient. I don't have much time. I don't have time to puree stuff.
Yep. Well,
this
I,
is already I done for me.
I brought you little smoothie recipes, which are all on our line, online. And we actually partner with the Dairy Management Institute right up here in Oak Brook, and or Rosemont, I think mm-hmm. they are. And we worked with the NFL Play 60, Fuel Up Play 60 this summer. So, I mean, nice. It's really super easy. And you know what I do is anytime your berries get ripe, I just throw them in a Ziploc and put them in the freezer. So then you've got your frozen things that you're not throwing out because they're too ripe to eat. You throw in a couple pouches of puree, and some people put yogurt in, some people put apple juice in. Very healthy.
Yeah. How much would I put in a whole container of?
Totally varies. So I make the smoothies for the three kids and me.
Okay.
And I put 2 to 3 pouches of probably butternut squash, sweet potato, carrot, whatever I'm using. I do use spinach in my green smoothies, but it totally depends.
Okay.
And it depends on the...
Well, and I don't want to put too little in because I want them all to get that nutritional punch, you know?
Yeah, but even if you start putting one pouch in, even like your pasta sauce, you put one pouch in and you're like, well, I've got 5 kids. Is it really getting enough? Well, it's something if you keep doing it and throwing in one pouch here and one pouch there and one pouch in this and one in your rice and you don't put as much butter in your rice. And you put the pouch in,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to start increasing the nutritional value of everything you're eating. I mean, even waffles.
Okay, let
me
just say something too. I'm looking at Krista. She has beautiful skin, too.
Right? I noticed
and
that
I've
too.
Heard
good
that
saying.
When you're eating good food, it shows on the outside. And
mm-hmm.
so, and you're like me. Today, we're not wearing much makeup.
Yeah.
And you look
I
good.
Forgot.
I look scary. You look good.
And I look good. I turned 46 today.
Oh, today! Oh, what did you tell me?
Oh, the only reason I mentioned it.
You should have brought those spinach brownies. I'll make you some.
Because I told someone yesterday that I was turning 46, and they're like,
You do
and
not look 46.
But it is. It's your food. And
it
everyone always comments on my hair, which is up in a bun today. But it is. It's the food.
Yeah, I've seen your hair on Facebook.
And I don't
it looks fabulous.
I don't do avocado puree, but I do eat an avocado every day.
I eat an avocado at least 3 to 4 a week, not a day. I'd be huge. And that's a good fat.
That's good for you.
I went to this Blogger Food 15 Expo this past weekend, and you know, I learned about the avocado, the different kinds of fats out there. There's more fat in an avocado than a bag of potato chips.
Yep.
But there's different types of fat. Yep. The way your body absorbs it. So don't be afraid of eating an avocado.
Or nuts.
Or nuts. Right. Yeah.
True.
But don't get crazy. I have every day. A little pot, this is what I do right after I get off the air on WG, and I have my little, I have about 8 walnuts, and I have about 5 almonds. That might be too much.
Oh, no. I mean, we eat them. I eat them all the time.
Okay. Well, I think that's...
They're super good for you.
So how do the brownies taste? I should have had your son on the show today. How do the brownies taste with the spinach in there? Can you taste the spinach?
You can't.
I'm going to make this, and I will let everybody know if it really, truly works. I'm going to make it.
I brought you.
It.
I mean,
you
can't see it, but I brought you 2 muffins. This company actually makes called the Coffee Baking Company, the chocolate muffin, which I don't actually like chocolate muffins, but they're made with spinach, and then blueberry is made with carrot. But yeah, and
we will try it.
And
how are your day, Krista? I got to jump because I got to ask you. You're running this company, and for the other half of my listeners that want to know how does she do it, because we do talk to business owners on the show, and a lot of women, they have inspiring stories like yours. And I want to know, what is a day in your life like? I should follow you around one of these days. Because, I mean, how do you do it? 3 kids, you're divorced, like me.
I am.
Don't feel sorry for us. We're fine. but
exactly.
It is, we're doing twice as much.
Yeah.
So how do you manage it all?
A really good schedule, and it's interesting, we were talking earlier about electronic. I'm actually a paper person. So I it's not great for the trees, but I print out all the emails from cheerleading and football and basketball and soccer and from PTO and everything, and I have 3 calendars, a huge one that's on our dining room table everyone can look at.
Yeah.
My little
paper
one, and then I have kind of a weekly thing where I staple everything together and I just take off the top as I go through it. Otherwise, I would not be able to handle it. And I do, I really, really attribute a lot of my calmness to yoga.
I started
yoga 6 years ago. My friend Dana Jenick introduced me to Bikram, and now I go to Core Power. But I mean, I've done triathlons. I have done boot camps. I've been a competitive athlete my whole life, and I don't think I've ever done a workout that's as good as yoga.
Yeah. And the secret weapon in your life is the veggies. Kids, folks, get those veggies, sneak them in everything. I'm going to be making some brownies, and I'll let you all know. Are you guys stressed about the holidays coming? I'm going out of my mind. I don't know how I'm going to get it all done.
I like the brown Santa.
Brown What's Santa? The brown Santa?
Brown Santa.
What is that?
Can I just tell you something? Barbara, I have the answer to your holiday stress. So, okay, you know, next show we're going to reveal. Next week is I'm on vacation. Hey, I'm going to Cabo.
Nice.
I wasn't going to say anything. Because I hate doing that to people. But I never go on vacation.
I'm kidding.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going to tell you guys more about this. I'm a guest of Mark Cross. I'm a guest. He's not going to be there, though. He's like, Dolly, go ahead. Here's the keys.
Okay. Good.
Well, I'll fill you guys all in on this another show. We don't have much time because we got to still talk to our Children's Homestead. Marissa Allen is here, and she's been so patient. Talk about holiday stress. So I will be revealing, not the next show, the show after the next. Does that make sense? No. December, early December, we're going to be revealing my favorite holiday gift list. And I've done this for 3 years now. And some stores make the list every year. And sometimes I discover new ones and I have to shave off some because the list could be really long. But these are my favorites and I'll be revealing that. But to help you in that, these are all places that you can order from or pull right up and they'll come out and bring stuff to you. Let me tell you, I found an app, too, that is amazing. I'm going to try it out today. I ordered it from Curbside. The app is called Curbside. Moms, busy moms, moms that are panicking like me, single moms, you don't have time to just quick run into a Target. Because if you know, there's no quick run in a Target.
Never.
Or even a Costco.
No.
And there's no, I'm just going to spend $25. No, it's at least $100.
Every time.
So I was just at Target. And I was so aggravated last night because I forgot to buy the bike light. Remember last week on the show, guys, I was talking about the bike light, how my cousin or my niece's husband got hit by a car. Thank God he's okay. He didn't have bike lights on.
Oh, for gosh.
And I realized I had bike lights on. And I ride my bike from Park Ridge Station to my house, which is, you know, less than a mile. But I didn't have bike lights. That's a bad thing. So I keep forgetting. And I was just at Target and I forgot to get the bike light. And I found this Curbside app. And just give me your credit card. And I searched Target, went to the bike section, and there was the light. Boom, bang, paid for it. Today after the show, I'm going to go to Target, and there's a curbside parking spot. They're going to know I'm there because based upon the app communication. And the guy runs out, just hands me my bag.
Yay.
And I'm out of there.
Like mommies with babies.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I mean, like,
right.
You're sick.
Right? Oh
you're
my
sick.
Gosh, right?
Your kids are sick. You're sick. Oh, my God. Isn't that fantastic?
It's amazing.
I mean, there's also that Amazon Prime, you can do. You can order
Prime.
Free shipping, but you got to pay $100. This is a free app. Curbside, check it out. I'll let you know next week or next time I'm on the air.
Because
I won't be here next week. This will be a repeat. This show will be a repeat next week.
Cool.
So if you guys missed telling people, tell them listen next week too. But it's going to be, so it'll be 2 weeks full. All right. We got to talk to our children. Marissa Allen. Hi.
Hello.
Hear the voice. So let's talk about our Children's Homestead.
Sure.
We already mentioned about Chris's dad,
right,
who started it. Tell us what this non-for-profit is all about.
We are a foster care adoption agency right here in Naperville. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. We're really excited, and I'll tell you a little bit more about a cool event we have coming up in December. But we work with some of the most traumatized kids in the state of Illinois, kids who've been removed from their parents' home because of abuse and neglect. And they need foster care. And we license foster homes. We place the mostly older kids. Most of our kids are 12 and older. Most of our kids have mental health issues, significant behavior issues, learning issues, emotional difficulties. We place them in foster homes and we get them help. We provide clinical services, mentoring, case management. Our primary goal is always to try to reunite them with their biological family if that's possible. We try to provide the family with services to help them rectify the issues in which brought the child into care. If that's not possible, we want kids to be connected to homes. Every child deserves a forever family. And so we look at other options like adoption, guardianship, and a lot of our kids are older, so we even look at independence goals where we help prepare kids for adult life. And so all of our kids are wards of the state, and we're based here in Naperville, but we get kids from all over Chicagoland and the surrounding suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marissa, you've been with this, with our Children's Homestead for 13 years.
It'll be 13 years in February.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Time. So you've seen an agency really grow.
I have.
I've seen so many agencies around here explode in the last 10 years. What's the critical need of your agency? Is it state funding is probably non-existent anymore, huh?
Well, and that's the issue. Almost all of our money comes exclusively from the state of Illinois, and as you all know,
really?
with the lack of budget.
And you haven't gotten anything since July.
We have been really fortunate because there have been lawsuits that have been filed against the state which require them to continue to pay foster care agencies, so at least kids and foster parents are getting money.
Oh,
so we've been one of the lucky ones. Many other agencies have not been so fortunate. But funding has decreased. We get our money very slowly. There have been months and months where we don't get money, and we've had to delay payment to foster parents, payment to staff. It's been a struggle this last year. But we continue on. We have an awesome staff. We have one of the most committed staff you will find anywhere in social services. We have one of the lowest staff turnover rates in the state in child welfare, which is really unique because it's a poor-paying, stressful job, and folks come in and out of this field, but we have had a really terrific committed staff over the years. That's our biggest strength. I would say one of our greatest needs is the foster parents. We need folks that are going to step up and take on the challenge of helping kids that have significant needs. It's scary. It's
difficult. Why don't you have more? What holds people back?
I think it's life-changing, positive and negatively. I think it is difficult to take kids in that you have not raised because they're coming to you with their established behaviors, their patterns, their history, and some of those are not real positive and are difficult to handle. But they are kids that can change your lives. And so we really encourage folks to open their hearts and their homes and take on the challenge. We provide training. We provide support. And it will really make the difference in your life, absolutely in your life, when you take these kids in and help them.
Well, no doubt about it. Those are special people. But you'd be surprised if you're sitting at home wondering, oh, that I can't do that. That's a special person. Ain't me. You'd be surprised. You can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we're stronger than we think. We are absolutely stronger than we think we are. And when you have this child come into your home, you realize you may have to do things differently than you may have done with your own kids or the way you were raised, but it is worth it. And mm-hmm. it is absolutely mm-hmm. worthwhile.
Well, Krista Ward is here. She's the founder and what's your title, Krista, there over at Hooray Puree?
I'm the CEO.
She's the CEO. Mm-hmm. There we go. Thank you.
I was just going to say, though, sat on the board of
I was going to say, Krista sat on the board. Her dad started this.
He's a co-founder, and
okay.
I'm adopted, as well as two other of my three siblings.
Okay.
But what I was going to say, Marissa, is I think the low staff turnover is in part also what could be rewarding for new foster families, in that you really do see the reward because your children graduate from the system and are successful. We've had many children have gone on and gotten jobs and had their own children or even gone to college or vocational schools. And I think your therapy, you guys have done a really good job with alternative therapy. So I just think those are reasons for foster care,
I agree.
Foster parents to look at it because you really do provide good training and good support.
Now, our Children's Homestead, Marissa Allen is here. She's the Chief Clinical Officer, and she's here for our Children's Homestead celebrating 25 years. You're having an open house coming up? Tell us about that.
We do. It's going to be on Friday, December 4th, right here at our office. We're right down the street. We're at 387 Schumann in the Naperville Office Park. And it's going to be from...
Just off of 88.
Right
for
down the road.
Don't know
Mill
where my
and,
studio is.
Yes, Mill and Deal.
Oh!
Mill and Deal,
yeah. There's a bank right there.
Yes, and we're across the street. It's the old GM building.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's still some in there, but most of them are gone. But yeah. We've been in there for years.
Plenty of parking.
Yep, absolutely.
No excuses.
Absolutely. It's Friday night, December 4th from 6 to 8. And it's really going to be an open house to celebrate our 20th anniversary, to get you a chance to meet the staff, learn about what we do, take a tour of the office. We are going to have a raffle. We actually have a big raffle that we are selling tickets to. We have a very generous donor that's given two fabulous trips to Mexico, one to Puerto Vallarta, one to Cancun, exclusive resorts, all-inclusive. Yeah, really beautiful. So we're selling raffle tickets to that, $25 each or $100.
Which you can buy online as well, right?
You can buy online. You can go to our website, ourchildrenshomestead.org. And click on the donate link and buy the ticket, or you can call us 630-369-0004 and just let the receptionist know you'd like to get some raffle tickets, and we'll hook you up.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you so much success with that.
Thank you.
And everything that you're doing is so important. You know, and the folks like you in the non-for-profit world, they don't make much, folks, and they're doing it. They're doing this because they want to do it. They want to make a difference. Their hearts are there, and they're giving it all. And if you or you have a company or do you have matching donations like with companies? Can companies donate to you?
Absolutely. And right now we need raffle gifts, prizes for our raffle on the 4th. So if people want to contact for that.
Well, go to their website, ourchildrenshomestead.org, and check out all the ways that you might be able to get involved. Will you come back on, Marissa?
Oh, we have more time. Absolutely. We're really
grateful.
I
want to talk to you more about, you know, foster care. We'll get more into that.
Yeah. Can I make one more plug?
Sure, one more plug. We're almost out of time.
Actually reminded me. Christmas. We're going to be doing Christmas stockings this year for our kids. We're looking for $20 gift cards and little stocking stuffers, tchotchkes, to put in there. So if you would like to sponsor a child, give us a call, too.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you to Our Children's Homestead, Marissa Allen, for being here. Krista Ward, hooray, hooray, and hooray for you. Thank you for coming by. And I'm going to get back to all you and how those spinach brownies taste. Best of luck to you with everything you're doing. Keep going. Keep growing and expanding.
Yeah.
And women listening, men, too. Let's support these women entrepreneurs that are doing great things. And thanks, big thanks to Lyle Savings Bank and Barbara Richards here for coming on the show and supporting the show.
Thank you for having us.
And supporting the mission of this show, that is to highlight non-for-profits and, you know, I always have big celebrities. Today we had some pretty big celebrities on the show.
Kind of fancy.
You know, it was fancy. We had a fancy show. Look at the Reba over here. Barbara Richards, I love having you on.
It's
next
fun.
Time you come late. So we don't have any technical difficulties.
Got it.
So thanks again to Lyle Savings Bank. Everybody, we'd like to end the show on a good note. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Twitter. And so stay positive and be good, everybody. Okay, I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.